Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Delaney's Desert Shake, Stone Cold Surrender, and Riding the Storm by Brenda Jackson. Performed by Sean Crisden. Chapter 1. This was the first time he had been between a pair of legs and had not gotten the satisfaction he wanted. Jamal Ari Yasir drew in a deep, calming breath as he slid his body from underneath the table. Standing, he wiped the sweat from his brow. After an entire hour, he still hadn't been able to stop the table from wobbling.
"I'm a sheikh and not the repairman after all," he said with a degree of frustration, tossing the handyman tools back in the box where they belonged.
He had come to the cabin to get some rest, but the only thing he was getting was bored. And it was only the second day. He had 28 to go. He wasn't used to doing nothing. In his country, a man's worth was measured by what he accomplished each day. Most of his people worked from sunup to sundown, not because they had to, but because they were accustomed to doing so for the good of Tehran. And although he was the son of one of the most influential sheikhs in the world, he had been required from birth to work just as hard as the people he served. Over the past 3 months, he had represented his country as a negotiator in a crucial business deal that also involved other nations surrounding Tehran. When the proceedings ended with all parties satisfied, he had felt the need to escape, to find solitude to rest his world-weary mind and body. The sound of a slamming car door caught Jamal's attention, and he immediately wondered who it could be. He knew it wasn't Philip, his former college roommate from Harvard, who had graciously offered him the use of the cabin.
Philip had recently married.